I'm livid at Michael Jordan for portrayal in The Last Dance.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
He's upset. You have Horace Grant ripped MJ. Lie, lie, lie. If MJ had a grudge with me, let's settle it like men. He then went on to talk about the accusation of being called a snitch. Horace Grant said, well, if I'm a snitch, what is MJ for airing out the 84 Bulls and their cocaine circus? What does that make him?
A hypocrite.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Horace said he's the snitch. Scott Burrell, that was heartbreaking to watch, to see a guy, a leader, to go at guys like that. I understand in terms of practicing you have to push and shove here and there, but outright punching and things of that nature and calling them B's and H's, that wasn't called for.
1340 WKGN.
What are H's?
I'd imagine hose.
Hose?
Yeah, like for yard work.
Why would he call his teammates hose?
That's an insult people use.
It is?
Yeah.
Men to other men?
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling you that. You a hoe.
Hour 3 kicking off in the White Claw Studios. Pick you up a 12-pack of White Claw or 2 6-packs. Or go out to a bar and just buy some White Claw. Just drink White Claw. It's light, it's refreshing, only 100 calories. Ditch the beer belly bloat and support us here at Fan Run Radio. You love us. You at least like us. Or hate us enough to listen to us to get mad at the stuff I say. Either way, keep me on the air. Drink White Claw. Hour 3 headlines. Draven, what do you got for me?
All right, a couple of injury notes that came out after the show yesterday. Yes, a little, couple more. This could be key, though, for your Titans coming up, as linebacker Anthony Barr tore his pec and is now out for the season. So Minnesota, an already defense that's kind of in shambles already, they're going to be losing their star linebacker, Anthony Barr, again, a torn pec. So that's a rough blow for Minnesota. Yeah. Is that Derrick Henry? Is that the pick here?
I mean,
Oh, yeah.
It does feel like Derrick Henry time, but we're just, I mean.
You don't feel very confident in this game, I can tell.
It's hard to focus on who's going to go off on the Titans offense. They're just so good. When you're looking at Derrick Henry, like, he should go off at the same time. Like, Tannehill has 6 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. And, you know, I think since week 11, I want to say the stat was, he has 22 touchdowns and 2 interceptions and just, like, has his way with people and has, I want to say, 130 quarterback rating in the red zone.
Wow.
And just dominates. So, I mean, like, when you have a top 6 quarterback, sometimes you got to let him cook. It just kind of depends on what the matchup is, you know? Okay. So the Vikings might still have to stop Henry, so then we let Tannehill cook him. They might still have to try to stop Tannehill, and that's when Henry starts getting 8-9 yards a carry. When you're as balanced as we are, and we might be the most balanced offense in the league. Like, I think from what we saw with Edwards-Helaire, like, you know, that week 1 stuff might have been a little bit of an aberration. Like, I don't know if the Chiefs all of a sudden have, like, this elite running game. Like, Edwards-Helaire is going to be good, don't get me wrong. But, like, I think coming out of week 1, we're like, oh, my God, the Chiefs are going to run for 150 yards. Chargers are like, nah, bro, you're not. I mean, the Ravens can throw the ball and run it, but, I mean, like, Lamar or Tannehill throwing the ball, who are you going to take? I mean, I think it's pretty obviously Tannehill. So, I mean, like, you know, we might have the most balanced offense in the entire league. Got my eyes on the Packers with Rodgers and Jones. Got my eyes on them. At least in the AFC, we might have the most balanced. I think that's I don't even really think there's an argument there. But either way, apologies to Anthony Barr. I hate that he's out.
Yeah, that's brutal. Brutal loss for Minnesota team. Like I said, it's already kind of struggling. Some other injury news. So Jimmy Garoppolo, it wasn't looking like he was going to play Sunday, but they found out yesterday the high ankle sprain isn't as severe, and he'll be week to week and actually has a chance to play Sunday versus the Giants. So we'll keep an eye on that throughout the week. And really weird. So Tyrod Taylor, he gets injured, right? And he injured his chest. And
one more thought on that before you go to Tyrod. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll just say Jimmy Garoppolo is probably looking around and realizing he doesn't really have a stranglehold on that job. And they like Nick Mullins there.
They do. That's why they've kept him as a backup for, like, what, 4 or 5 years?
That's what I'm saying. And whenever he has played, he's been pretty good. So, like, I don't know how big the drop-off is from Jimmy G to Nick Mullins, or even if there is a drop-off. So if I'm Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah, I'm trying to get out there as soon as possible, too. I'm not letting anyone get comfortable in my spot, because you might not get that spot back.
Right.
So if I'm Jimmy G, it's a fine line, because you don't want to go out there at 80% and struggle, because then you struggle and then they're more likely to go to Nick Mullins, and then, like, you've put more bad games on tape. But at the same time, you don't want to let him come in there and just be just as good, if not better than you, also being much cheaper than
yeah,
you.
He's in a tough spot.
Yeah. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, but another kind of quarterback controversy with the Chargers. So Tyrod Taylor, apparently he had chest pain or chest issues because of an injection that was administered to address a rib injury. That was what was causing chest pains.
So did he have like an allergic reaction to it? Or just
it's kind of unclear,
it?
I guess. I mean, there was something went wrong. And his status for Sunday is still unclear at this point.
I assume that the injection was team administered?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was team administered for rib injuries.
Do you think that plays into his job security? Like, do you feel like Anthony Lynn's like, you know what, we need to get this guy a starting job back because if not, we might get sued because, like, we kind of forced him. I wouldn't say forced him into it, but, like, it's under our watch, and then, like, his injury is what derailed him.
Yeah, and it was literally, like, moments before the game. I mean, Herbert got told, like, he said a couple of minutes before kickoff that he was going to be the starter. So it was like...
Yeah, it was, he claimed it was, like, as they were lining up for the kickoff.
Yeah, like, literally, right
he's like,
before
did,
the
and
game.
And they asked him, did you think he was joking? He's just like, no, because, like... The game was starting, like, right. Like there's no joking at that stage. I was like, all right, let's go.
It's kickoff. So that'll be something to keep an eye on. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That could be.
Well, Draven, I have a big brain. I like to look at things from a different angle.
Right.
That's why I am who I am. I'm here to look at all the angles. And, you know, you might see that headline just like, oh, that's a crazy story. But I'm like, wow, maybe that's why Anthony Lynn's like, yeah, this guy's still our starter because – It's going to get kind of tricky if the team, you know, those shots are already tricky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, in terms of making players do that. And maybe they didn't have to make them, but Tyrod is in a similar situation. Tyrod is in a similar situation to Jimmy G. Even a worse situation of, like, I can't sit on the bench. I need to be as close to 100% because these guys are breathing down my neck and I want to be a starter. So he takes a shot. And who knows even about the ethics of the shot these days, like, you know, pumping your body. And, you know, I feel like it's kind of. We kind of changed our tune on that in the NFL a little bit. So now the team's like, maybe we need to not, like, let him. Like, losing your job to an injury is bad enough. Losing your job to, like, a bad reaction to a medicine we gave you seems even worse.
Yep. We'll see. We'll see if Tyrod will play Sunday. Again, his status is still sort of unknown. Some other news coming out is NFL fined three head coaches yesterday. Denver's head coach Vic Fangio, Seattle's Pete Carroll, and San Francisco's Kyle Shanahan $100,000 each for not wearing masks Sunday, and each of their team another $250,000. So that's $1.05 million in fines for not wearing masks yesterday. And there's probably going to be more handed out as John Gruden and Sean Payton, if you guys noticed, they were not doing a very good job at keeping their masks on either.
I felt bad for John Gruden.
Yeah.
Because he was basically like, I'm trying, guys. Like,
yeah,
he did. And he was like, I had the COVID, so I know it's serious. But he's like, I'm trying to call the plays. He's like, but if I get fined, I'll pay the fine. Like, he's like, I'm trying my hardest, but, like, you know, I got to get used to it. It's tough, especially in the heat of the game. So
I think this is a little bit tough. And do you think it's a little bit unfair they're fining him this early? Because, I mean,
I think it's really unfair. I mean, like, well, I don't know. Week one, they warned everybody we're coming down hard on it.
Yeah,
and, like, Sean McVay's like, hey, that's because of me. I got to get better. Was he one of the guys that got fined in week
two? No, he wasn't.
Okay, so he learned his lesson.
Yeah,
it was who?
Vic Fangio, Pete Carroll, and Kyle Shanahan.
So two old school guys and Kyle Shanahan, who's just kind of walking around.
Yeah.
Doing him.
He
doesn't want to hide his face.
Yeah. Looking like old boy from Succession, just out there doing whatever he wants. And John Gruden, old school guy.
Right. But I think it's tough.
It was a $100,000 fine and $250,000 fine to the team, so the team owner might be like, hey, bro, like,
chill out.
You got to figure this out. Maybe why not just go with the face mask?
The shield?
Yeah.
That we're talking about.
Like,
yeah,
I know game one,
everybody,
like, Andy Reid fogged
Andy
up,
Reid,
but, yeah, like,
he
with,
wore it again game
he
two.
Looked better.
But week two, it didn't seem to be a problem for guys.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they did kind of get scared from seeing that, like, first week one and, like, oh, I don't
know.
Well,
and then again, that Thursday night game, it was raining against the Chiefs and the Texans. It was kind of rainy, so that probably had a lot of issues with it. Yeah.
It just seems like coaches would want this just because they're always wanting to cover their mouth, right? Like, they want, like, to not, like, people let them read their lips.
I was talking to somebody about, like, Sean McVay was still holding the card over his mouth while wearing a mask and, like,
just instinct.
That happened so much yesterday or on Sunday. That was hilarious. They had, like, the little gator thing up, and they were still covering their mouth. Like, somebody can read their lips through the black mask.
It's funny.
I wonder if, like, it's going to go up each week. Like, if Fangio gets in trouble again this week, will it be a $150,000, $200,000 fine, or if it's just going to be $100,000, boom, 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 boom?
Yeah.
Which, I don't know what the appeal process will be. I don't know if they'll reduce it quietly or what, but they're trying to send a message early. It still seems stupid to me because they're testing everybody. Like, if you've tested me and you know I don't have the Rona, I shouldn't have to wear the mask around other people who we know don't have the Rona because they've been tested.
Yeah. That's what you think. I guess the there was five team personnel. Maybe that's the worry, is team personnel, like other coaches, assistant coaches, becoming the issue if they're not wearing their mask. I guess that's the worry. I don't know. But
well, you just don't want, like, an assistant coach to knock out your star quarterback.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, you can't play favoritism. You can't have the ball boy and the lower-paid assistant coaches having to follow these strict protocols and, you know, not the head coaches who are on TV, who are, like, the leaders of the franchise. But the worst-case scenario is that, like, some ball boy or somebody gets your team infected. So you want everyone just to have a zero-tolerance policy. I get it. Mm-hmm. It would just be really frustrating.
Yeah.
And John Gruden sounded really frustrated. I was just like, hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm trying my best.
It is difficult.
If I get fined, I guess I got to pay it.
Which the
good
fines,
thing for him is he got a $100 million contract, so he can afford $100,000.
But still, those fines just seem super steep. I don't know. But news actually just breaking here is free agent. Hit the horn, Hayden.
Nah.
Devontae Freeman is going to the Giants.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, he's going. He's on his fantasy teams.
Devontae Freeman. It says pending test, so he's got to pass all the COVID, and I'm sure he's got to pass the physical
man,
and all
he's
that.
He's
going to
be
but,
awful behind that Giants line.
Don't pick him up, man.
Devontae Freeman headed to the Giants to replace.
He's so bad.
Deion Lewis or Wayne Gallman still going to get the touches
okay.
there.
Okay, never mind. Never mind.
In my opinion, like
I would maybe wait a week or two and see how it works
out.
You
need people. You might as well get him now just in case. But yeah, he was pretty bad his last year in Atlanta, and
he seems a little washed up.
You can tell by the lack of interest in him that most teams agree he's not really.
Well,
wasn't
the
player
he wanting like way too much money?
Yeah,
and that was kind of the issue. Nobody wanted to sign him because of the money. Yeah,
and so, now he's just like,
he's
I need a job.
Yeah, I was about to say he's also like a 30-something year old running back, so that's not a good.
I want to say he's only like 26 or 27.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, he's 30 in the sense of like he's had a lot of years and a lot of carries, but
like
he's
been around a while.
He didn't get a lot of carries last year, right? I mean, was he?
We tried to get him, but
he was still on the Falcons last year.
Yeah. We basically like. Cut him this year.
Gotcha.
He's 28. But yeah, we cut him this past year, and yeah, nobody's really been interested in him. So
did he go to college at Florida State?
Yep,
he did.
Is that right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So was he on the team, the Falcons, when they went to the NFC Championship game? He was on that team, right?
Like yeah, 2012? He was on that like Super Bowl team too. And 2012, I don't think he was there.
I think he was on. It was on Florida State's team when Jameis was
there.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. So he's a little bit later. I think he was older. I don't know why. I guess I'm picturing him on the team for a long time. But yeah, Devontae Freeman, he'll be landing in the Giants. Kind of interesting to see how that works out.
Yeah, oof.
And then another big headline we'll talk about was Michael Jordan. He's going to be getting involved in NASCAR from the courts to the what would you say?
The track,
yeah. God, I went blank. I about said road, and I was like, that's just going to sound stupid. But yeah, Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan are going to be forming a NASCAR team with driver Bubba Wallace.
Oh,
so yeah, they'll be all teaming up and is expected to be kicked in for 2021. And Jordan said in a statement, historically, NASCAR has struggled with diversity, and there have been a few black owners. Jordan said in his statement, but the timing seemed perfect as NASCAR is evolving and embracing social change more and more. So yeah, that's interesting. Jordan began to be getting involved in NASCAR.
Jordan has dabbled in racing before, not NASCAR, but he had like a superbike team where he had like a motorcycle team where he was into racing. He's also had, or they said him and Denny Hamlin have had a pretty close relationship as well. He was signed to Jordan. Jordan's gone to a couple races at the end of the season whenever Chase was trying to win a title, or excuse me, Denny was trying to win a title.
Yeah.
Denny still hasn't won one, but you know Jordan's there supporting him. They're friends. They both have Charlotte ties. You know him being a Bobcats owner and Hamlin. I don't know if he's from Charlotte or just stationed in Charlotte or what, but they said they have a close relationship through that. And Denny Hamlin said, "This is what I want to do. You know, post racing careers, I want to." Kind of have a team, and this is a good start. And you know, I think Jordan has really tried to be different.
Yep.
What I mean with that is, like, Jordan went through his entire playing career without making any type of statements. Mm-hmm. Like, Jordan gave the phrase that constantly gets thrown up that, like, Republicans buy sneakers too. It's like Jordan was always pretty reserved in terms of social justice or speaking out or trying to, you know, do anything in related to a movement. But this year, Jordan has tried to kind of change that. Like, he was reportedly the owner that had the players back the most whenever it came time to decide about the bubble, decide about social justice, decide about what they were going to do. He has pledged $100 million.
I was about to say, yeah, that was big. Over the next 10 years.
Yeah, I was going to say $10 million, yeah. $10 million a year for the next 10 years, $100 million to try to, you know, help equality and help social justice. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, he's looking and saying, we got this young black driver who
just left his last team.
Well, if I'm Richard Petty, I'd be a little upset about that, which I guess this happens a lot in Bubba's contract. I don't know if Bubba's contract was just up and he announced he was coming out or what, but it does mm-hmm. seem like this probably had the wheels rolling on it a little early. But people had thought maybe even Bubba was not going to race anymore, going to find something else to do. And then he comes back and he's going to be jump man with a really good current driver kind of backing him. It'll be weird. I don't
know.
It'll
be better for if they put enough money into it, it'll be better for Bubba because that was one of the things everybody always talked about, how his team was underfunded and stuff like that. So Bubba was basically using, you know, lesser cars than some of the other guys.
Well, you would think ultra competitive Michael Jordan's going to put as much money as he possibly can into trying to get a championship. Like, he ain't won a championship with the Bobcats/Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
So he might just, like, you know, live out his championship owning fantasy with the race team. I will say, like, are there very many teams with one driver? I feel like all the best drivers kind of have teammates.
You need to have kind of teammates.
Which
they kind of help.
Maybe Denny Hamlin will be helping him as an unofficial teammate. Like, hey, come link up with me. We will do the drafting and
sometimes you need teammates to help you do some stuff like that. I've seen teammates even like go and just like box out other people trying to make a run at you, when you're in the lead and they know they're not going to win. So stuff like that,
This is the first driver in a couple of years, a lot of second driver and kind of build more of a team.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool for Bubba. I mean, it's awesome for Bubba.
Oh yeah.
And Bubba is a driver that brings in money himself. As the only black NASCAR driver and as a guy that's been, you know, one of the biggest stars name-wise. You know, he's a legacy kid. He's Darrell Wallace Jr. So, I mean, he's Darrell's boy. So, I mean, he's got the bloodline.
Turning left is in his blood.
And this year he had the attention on top of it, and now he's got the money behind him. And, if they get him a real good ride, that'll be good for NASCAR. And I would imagine Jordan and Hamlin aren't going to do this just to have a bad team. You would have think they're going to pour money into it. Yeah. That's pretty cool. First black NASCAR team owner, I believe, since 75?
73.
73,
okay. It was like 61 to 73.
Okay.
Can't think of the guy's name.
So, kind of surprised there was one back then, to be honest. But
so Hamlin's still going to stay with Joe Gibbs?
Yeah, Hamlin's still going to race with his team. He's just going to own this team. Which I don't know if he is.
That seems weird.
Seems I don't know if he's
I don't know if he's going to own it or his wife's going to have to like file the paperwork and like file the money or whatever. I don't know like if you can have that because it does seem like a conflict of interest. But I don't know what his contract's with Joe Gibbs either. Like if when that's over, he can race under that as well. Wendell Scott is the guy's name.
Oh, I've heard that name.
He was like the first black NASCAR driver.
Yeah, Wendell Scott drove his own race car in 495 races from 61 to 73. His one win in 64 at the Jacksonville 200 is the only win by a black NASCAR driver. Bubba hopes to join that in the next couple of years.
He got close last year.
He's had some top fives. He's been close.
Well, he was leading at Daytona, too, I believe.
Yeah, he's been pretty good at Daytona.
I think it's good for NASCAR to have Michael Jordan attached to it. I mean, Michael Jordan is still one of the five biggest athletes in the world, still, probably name-wise. One of the three biggest in America, I would say, still. All right, Tuesday trivia coming up next, or you need
I'm
some
cool
more time?
No, I'm good with that.
Okay. We'll play some Tuesday trivia coming up next.
Is Draven getting into the spot?
Hayden has been benched. It's Draven's turn. We'll see how Draven does. By the way, Deion Sanders, there were some rumors going around the internet about his coaching staff that apparently he was hiring Terrell Owens as a wide receiver coach and Warren Sapp as a defensive line coach.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders tweets out that this is absolutely wrong. He quote tweets and says, "This is absolutely wrong. This is how junk gets started. Not a good way to get started with me." Hashtag Coach Prime. Wow.
Hashtag Coach Prime.
All right, we'll play some Tuesday trivia coming up after the break. All right, back in the White Claw Studios. Time for Tuesday trivia. Draven, you're up. How you feeling before we get started?
I'm ready. Let's go. I just ate a Nature Valley bar.
I feel like that's cheating.
Brain food, and I'm ready to go.
I feel like that you have an asterisk now. right now because you have cheating.
How's that cheating? Tell me.
I didn't have any brain food before. You don't feel like that's an unfair advantage?
I have another one. You want it? You want to eat it?
No, the game started now.
Okay.
Hey, Draven, you're chewing right in the mic, just so you know.
Very, we just like the people here that he is
very
chewing.
Very loud.
Can't confirm.
All right, so 25 questions again.
25 questions.
Hayden, before we get started, who are you rooting for? Would you want the new guy to come in and beat me since you were?
See, what's going to happen is I'm going to know every single one of these questions, and it's going to be ugly. I really. Are y'all doing a seven game series?
Just shut up.
No. Listen. Are y'all doing a seven game series or what?
Yes.
Or is it like
series.
If he's out, then I'm back in next week?
If Draven is just an idiot, then he might only get like a three. If I beat him 3-0, it might just be over.
That's a five game series, not a three
game
series.
This is like
kind
of game one. I feel like I got a long series. If I get swept, blowout game one.
He's
going to
be the Nuggets.
I'm saying a three games. I'll give you three games at least. If it's 3-0, we might just pull the plug.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
All right, cool. I'll let you go first.
Okay.
One through 25.
We'll start out at number four, Dak Prescott.
Number four. All right. What European country was the explorer Marco Polo from?
Marco Polo. He's got to be from Spain.
He is not from Spain.
Come on.
He's from Hayden, do you know?
France.
No, he didn't know. It's Italy.
Oh.
He's from Italy.
That's what I was about to say. Just for the record, that's what I was about to say.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually going to say Portugal.
That's okay.
I would have said Spain, though, but I would have said Portugal after I got. Okay, so, all right, let's go with number two.
Number two. All right.
Johnny Manziel.
No, college Derrick Henry.
What? Which part of the cell is responsible for controlling most of the activity inside the cell?
No.
Yeesh. I don't even understand the question. So which part
it's
of the
part
cell
of a cell
is responsible for basically controlling the activity inside the cell?
I don't even know what the parts of a cell are.
Wow, you hate to see this, you know.
I mean, this may be a tough one for you.
The neutron, is that a part of a cell? That's a part
that's
of an atom.
That's wrong. No, that's wrong. He already guessed it. That's wrong.
That's fine. I don't have a guess.
Let me guess.
The neutron's a part of an atom.
Is it the
right?
mitochondria?
That's the powerhouse
of the
cell.
It's the nucleus.
That's what I was going to guess, though, because it's a powerhouse of the cell.
It's the nucleus.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn it. I should've.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the right track.
I just didn't know what the hell.
Mark that 1-0. I'm gonna get my own scoreboard over here.
It's all right.
Hayden just gets to answer 10 questions, so of course he has the highest
exactly.
He's still only at 1 though.
I should have gotten the nucleus. I just went blank on what the parts of a cell were. Damn it.
A neutron is a part of an atom though. So.
Yeah.
I know, but I was. Damn it. Okay.
Is it 1 through 25? Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me 22, Emmitt Smith.
22.
Derrick Henry.
How many chambers does
Derrick
a
Henry
human heart have?
Running back to everyone.
How many chambers
yep.
does a human heart have?
That is the question.
I hate this stupid game. I hate this stupid game.
I know Hayden knows it too.
Man, maybe I am just an idiot. I mean.
Draven knew all the answers the last couple weeks when he didn't have to play. Funny how that happens.
Wow. I mean, I just don't even I don't even know.
Faulting
under
pressure
at this point. 4.
That is correct.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
Wow.
Good job.
Yeah, I'll take it, you know.
Just a complete guess.
Give me number 9.
Number 9.
I'm not going to do the Steve McNair sign cuz I got in trouble on the internet for that.
Yeah, I should have told you that. Oh, sweet. We get more body questions.
Damn it.
What is the name of the organ system that controls blood flow?
Ooh. The vascular system? I don't know. That's what I'm
that
going
That is incorrect.
I don't.
It's the circulatory system.
Yep.
Never. You didn't know that. Shut up.
What? That is one of the easiest questions he's asked today.
You're lying. He wouldn't have been able to beat you to the microphone if that was if you knew the answer.
I was back here.
That's what I'm saying.
It's obviously the circulatory system.
Little eager beaver over there would have been jumping on the microphone ready to go if he could come out and look like
I was
going to
let Draven show you up, but I don't know if Draven
did
that or not.
I had no idea.
Damn it. Okay. Where are we at? We threw two questions? Okay.
Yeah,
plenty of time.
1-0, Draven.
Let's go number 17. 17.
Yeah, hit me
that's
with
my
it.
Number. All right. I almost went with that instead of 9. I'm going to be so mad if I know this answer.
All right. On what day of creation did God make the land and sea?
Oh, man. What day of creation? Land and the sea. So he started with the...
Let's see, there's 7 of them, so I got 7 shots
whoa!
Right here.
Whoa.
Land.
That's cheating. That's cheating.
No, it's not.
That's cheating.
I need to get to church. second day.
That is incorrect.
I didn't know it.
Is it 3?
It is the third day of creation.
That was my second.
Was second the moon and stars or no?
Yeah, that's... What?
Yes.
What was the?
I think so. Land and sea's 3rd.
Yes.
Right.
No, rest is 7.
Yep. Rest is 7.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A's closed. Yep.
Animals is 6.
24.
Right?
Just give me 24.
24. All right. All right. What cherry flavor soda turned 100 in 2017?
Oh my gosh. This is actually insane.
I know it's...
Hayden's so frustrated up there.
I'm keeping tally over here myself.
Cherry Coke?
That is incorrect.
Yeah,
is it Cheerwine?
It is Cheerwine.
I couldn't think of what that was called. Grenadine was in the only like, red thing in my head. Like, I know
is it still 1-0?
Yeah, it's 1-0 through 3.
Defensive battle, man.
Yeah. That's exactly how mine
is. Hayden won his first
game. Yeah, that's how my first game. 1-0.
Last week, I got like 4 or 5. I
know. Y'all were rolling last week.
So this is question 4, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's go number 1. Hit with your number 1.
You're
your best shot.
Shut the door here. Two straight right answers.
What Major League Baseball player is nicknamed Kung Fu Panda?
I don't know baseball. I struggle with baseball. Kung Fu Panda.
Hayden's fed up.
I don't even know who I would guess.
I'll guess on this one.
Pablo Sandoval, right?
It is Pablo Sandoval.
Mm. Yep.
All right.
That's
we're still 4.
That's 4 points if you're counting at home for Hayden.
Dang it, baseball.
He's a guy with baseball.
Give me 11, please.
11.
Good job all you, John, out there. That was an impressive answer. I didn't think you were going to get that.
All right.
That was pretty easy.
In 2010, which NBA franchise became the first to reach 3,000 wins?
Ooh, that's tough. It's got to be the... Did a lot of losing. Man. I did a lot of losing in the 90s. I'm going with the Lakers. I know the Celtics are going to be the obvious answer, but they did a lot of losing in the 90s and in like the mid-2000s. It's the Lakers.
The Lakers is correct.
Let's go.
Oh,
you tried to set me up with the Celtics.
Wow.
Didn't fall for it.
I thought that was going to be the Celtics, honestly.
Yeah, didn't fall for it because they did too much losing in the 90s and 2000s. The Lakers
they did a lot of winning in the 60s, though.
Well, I know, but just championships. I mean, the Lakers won a lot of games. It was always Lakers versus just the Lakers have won every decade. All right, 1-1.
All right.
Clutch.
Tie
back
game.
Control. Now all the pressure on you.
Okay. I don't know what number you just said.
Try to set me up.
Oh, no. This is how I lost last week, Draven.
You did 12.
Okay, close. All right.
Say 12, I know that.
Which city is formerly known as Constantinople?
Constantinople, which city?
What city is known as that?
Mm-hmm. Formerly known.
Okay.
What does that even mean? Man, this is hard. Constantinople. Damn, I should have picked like 16. Constantinople. Bro, that's...
Constantinople.
I don't think it's going to come to you, buddy.
Yeah.
That's its old name. You say it enough, maybe something will pop up.
Is this like the Candyman? Is like something going to pop out and get us if you keep saying it enough times?
Well,
say Constantinople in the mirror 3 times, it turns into this city.
Man. You say it into the microphone 15 times.
Let me think.
I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
If he says Constantinople one more time, he's disqualified.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Take a guess. Okay, you don't have to guess.
There's nothing worse than having a guess that you're like, this is
going to
be
way off. Yeah. I think I'm good.
Okay.
Well, let's let Hayden.
It's Istanbul in Turkey.
That's what I was going to say.
That's correct.
Yeah.
From the Ottoman Empire is when Constantinople.
I was going to say.
What?
I was going to say Istanbul, and then I got nervous that might have been a country, but that was still going to be my answer. But I would have, in Turkey. I would have gotten that one, too.
Dang it.
Wow, what a choke job. 16. I'll go with what Draven was going to guess.
Oh, God. It's the best way to beat somebody right here.
Is the number you were going to guess, Draven. So hopefully. Let's go with 16.
Oh, this is going to be an easy one right here.
College.
John's going to win.
Oh, come on.
College Trevor Lawrence. Let's see.
What college did Dwayne Wade attend?
Oh, my God.
Come on. Should have went with 16.
Wow.
Marquette.
Wow.
Wow, that's correct.
The Golden Eagles.
The easiest question of the day. Wow.
It's about the luck of the draw sometimes.
You know, I pick 16 every single time.
Istanbul, so like.
Wow.
You know what we say in the trivia game, king stay king.
Wow.
I spotted you 3 questions.
16, I was going to say it. Peyton Manning. And
I pick 16 every time.
Dude. Easiest question.
Yeah, that's probably
the easiest question you've had on the whole entire thing.
Ever.
At least sports wise.
The very first game we played against each other when
I won. At least sports wise.
No, when I won 1-0, I got the very first question of the game, and it was the oldest baseball park, Fenway Park. That was the game.
Yeah, that one's probably easier.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was easy.
I'm not taking any. I'm not bragging.
It was there for the taking.
Yeah, you just. It's funny because you said you should have picked 16. I would have never even picked it had you not said that. Wow. Gotta be honest, though. I feel like you should have known Istanbul.
I had no idea on that one. I'm not going to lie.
I feel like you should have known that one.
It happens. Huh? It happens.
I thought John was about to drop it on the cheer whine.
Did you know Istanbul,
lose it.
Hayden?
Huh. Constantinople is the capital of the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I knew that. Or that's what I had in my head. I don't know if I would say I knew it, but that's what. I was thinking.
The Ottoman Empire is like over where Turkey is now.
All right. Yeah. Extend the winning streak. That's what, 5 in a row for me in trivia?
Yeah. So am I back next week or what?
Call Cody next week. I'm ready for Cody again. Yeah,
have him call him.
I'll call Cody on trip for trivia next Tuesday.
Cody may Google it while he's on the phone.
I'm going to FaceTime him while he's doing it. All right. Trivia's up. Well, welcome back with a little Tuesday fantasy segment since I guess people are headed to the waiver wires. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. There's one thing. Not to file a formal complaint since I won, but I feel like you guys really jumped the gun on me there on that proton neutron atom question. Like I know I did the Cody move of it's not blank, and you guys are like, nope. That's your guess. Which, I feel like Cam got bullied by Hayden there. Sideline Hayden. Hayden. Hayden the hater.
I would have won this week. And
you would not have won. You would have choked when the pressure was on. Anyways, Hayden's got a piece up on fanrun.com. Is it fanrun.com or fanrunradio.com?
Fanrunradio.com.
Fanrunradio.com. I guess I should know that by now. Fanrunradio.com. Trying to give some fantasy advice. Hayden, give us your fantasy advice. You doing waiver pickups on this, or are you just what are you doing here on this piece you're writing?
Kind of like week 2 recap and then week 3 projections. Not really waiver wire because every league's different.
Okay.
So just like biggest week 2 disappointments, biggest week 2 surprises, week 3 big booms, week 3 big busts.
Your week 2 disappointments, Derrick Henry, Julio, and Kirk Cousins, yeah. The big surprises, Fournette, Jonnu, Herbert.
You called Matt Ryan magnificent. Look at you.
Do we think Leonard Fournette was going to, like, keep that up, because I feel like that one garbage time run, whenever like they, I guess it wasn't necessarily garbage time. They're up seven with like a minute left, and he takes like a 50-yard touchdown to the house to cover the spread and the over, and you know, turn his fantasy day from a, you know, 50-yard one touchdown performance to a 103-yard two touchdown performance. Do you think Fournette carries that over? You like put him in your starting lineup now?
He got a lot more rushes than.
No, he got the ball. He got 12 touches.
Yeah, he got the, and I think.
He got more touches than Rojo.
Rojo had 7 or 8, maybe.
So Fournette now the starting back there, in your opinion?
I think so.
I'd say he's leaning that way. I think it kind of depended on the game too. I think the fact they were just up trying to, you know, get out of that game, because Carolina, you know, cut into like a one score game and they go back up 14.
Uh-huh.
I think they were just trying to run the clock out a lot, so they were trying to give him a lot more carries.
Yeah.
And of course that big run, you know, kind of helped do that. So I think it was just kind of a situational game thing too.
So you're not starting Leonard Fournette this week?
I wouldn't yet. I'd give it another week
to
see.
Unless you're just like completely
desperate. Yeah, I'd wait and see what they do with him this week against a game where they'll probably be, you know, more competitive the whole way.
Jonnu Smith, Ryan Tannehill's favorite red zone target, 4 catches, 84 yards, 2 touchdowns, blowing away his projection. Jonnu Smith starting tight end moving forward, Hayden?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Especially without A.J. Brown.
Yeah. They seem to really try and get him the ball without the.
He only had 5 targets, so it's not like they gave him a lot of work. He just happened to catch touchdowns. And, like, I don't know, 84 of his yards. I mean, he had 84 yards, but, like, I want to say, like, 60 of them came on play number one.
Yeah, he had a big catch.
But he is going to be a red zone target, but like it does feel like he's either getting a red zone target or they're going to try to throw him like a tight end screen. I feel like that's kind of where his production comes from right now. I would start him unless I have a top 8 guy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, he's still going to be outside the top 8, but he does have the boom potential, in my opinion, whenever you look for a tight end needing a big play. He's one of the more explosive tight ends in the league. I still don't think I would start him, though, unless I just kind of had to. And Justin Herbert, I don't feel like we can pick him up to play him, right? Because
he probably won't play right now, but I
stash him.
I tried to stash him in a couple leagues, just for quarterback depth, and because he looked good. He looked good, and I think he'll just kind of grow from there. I think he'll learn from that. You know, first game out there, late notice, kind of just got thrown into the fire a little bit, and he handled it well. So. And I do think you end up taking that position full time. So, like, if you need a quarterback, I feel like that's a situation you can go stash him and, you know, hope he takes over later and saves your quarterback position. But
yeah, I'm in a 2-quarterback league, so I might need to pick him up. He might be somebody worth playing. Yeah. All right, so Hayden's calling his boom players. Which, by the way, how did Hayden become our fantasy expert? Have we not listened to him talk about his teams? How did you get thrown into the role of fantasy expert? Although I like the analysis so far.
Yeah.
Hayden's big booms plays of the week: Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You expect Henry to go off against the Vikings defense. Jonathan Taylor, 26 carries, 106 yards. You're calling Derrick Henry to have 150 and 2 touchdowns.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was with Taylor splitting carries with Himes. And
now, I will say that if you have Derrick Henry, you're starting him.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that you're calling it a boom, it's not like you're going to
He had 8 points last week.
No, I know, but you're going to start Derrick Henry. Like, he was your first-round draft pick. You're not benching him. So let's move on. You like both Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, kind of the same way. He was either your first or second round pick, probably your second round pick. So you're going to start him, but you like Rodgers to keep it going against the Saints.
Yeah, Saints defense made Derek Carr look like second coming of Peyton Manning last night. Like,
I wouldn't go that far, but
he was doing whatever he wanted to.
He wasn't doing Peyton Manning stuff. It's fun. I'm just nitpicking. Just pump down the hyperbole a little bit on Derek Carr.
The Saints defense is trash. They have no pass rush at all.
Yeah, that was especially with the Raiders being without one of their starting tackles. Like, you thought Cam Jordan was going to do something, and Cam Jordan did absolutely nothing. You like Jonathan Taylor? It does seem like he is the official lead guy.
Yeah, he's taking over that
role. Marlon Mack's gone. Naheem Himes did absolutely nothing. You like Jonathan Taylor, starting, booming. And then you also like Matt Ryan and Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray's going to keep starting, so like if you have Kyler Murray, he's in your starting lineup. And you like Matt Ryan. Play Matt Ryan if you have Matt Ryan.
Hey, we may not stop him, but we'll put up the points. Yep. So.
And Hayden does not like Deshaun Watson this week against Pittsburgh.
Say Deshaun.
I think I do agree with you there. Like, it does seem like Pittsburgh's defensive line should be a problem for him. And that Texans offensive line that cannot block.
Watson's just been struggling this year in fantasy in general. Like, he only had 14 points last week.
Yeah,
I mean, he just has nothing to do. He doesn't run the ball a lot.
No, it's going to be a long year for him, and if you have him, you are probably going to be in trouble. You need to pick up Justin Herbert. You need to pick up Ryan Tannehill. I'd say Tannehill's probably still available. I'd rather have Tannehill, obviously.
Yeah. He's only rostered in like 20 or 30% of leagues.
Tannehill is?
Yeah. I don't think he's rostered very much.
Because Watson's going to be a problem this year for you and not in a good way. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you're saying keep him benched. You're saying bench him, essentially? Are you saying he's going to be that bad this week, Hayden?
Yeah.
Bench him.
I would bench Edwards-Helaire just because Ravens have completely shut down the Browns' running game and the Texans' running game the first 2 weeks.
Now, you got this guy as a bust, Alvin Kamara, but I'm imagining you're not benching him. You're just saying temper your expectations.
Yeah, I think that both Edwards-Helaire and Kamara, the only way they're going to get a lot of points this week is going to be just from, like, checkdowns.
Yeah, I don't know about those two. Which, I mean, maybe Edwards-Helaire, but, like, Kamara's going to get his points. And like you said, checkdowns, but checkdowns count. Actually count more than rushes because you get the 1 point PPR. I don't necessarily like the Kamara.
Yeah, I was kind of grasping at straws with that because we have to have three a week. Okay. So that was the first two were in pretty early. The third one was just kind of like.
There.
Well, you gotta I don't think Kamara's going to do as good as he did the first 2 weeks. I don't think.
No, that's fair. But it does seem like a situation that if you have Kamara, you're starting Kamara. You're not saying to bench him, I assume, right?
Yeah. Edwards-Helaire still didn't do well last week against the Chargers. I think he's going to do worse this week against the Ravens.
So you're saying bench Edwards-Helaire?
I would if you have another decent running back.
Yeah. All right. There's going to be your big – that's the one I'm holding you to. All of your fantasy – all of the fantasy credibility you have with me will come down to whether or not Edwards-Helaire plays well on Sunday. You want to make that bet?
Okay. Last week's big bust did really good. So,
who was last week's big bust?
It's in the little description there. It was Kyler Murray, Gardner Minshew, and Cam Newton. So
all three of those guys.
Yeah, they all scored at least 20. All
right, you're about to be on par with Draven. You can't come in here and talk bad about Draven's pick.
The big booms last week did good.
I gave you and Fan Run Ray. Well, your booms. Who are your booms last week? Russell Wilson.
No. Raheem Mostert.
That's a good one.
80 yards first play of the game, then he got hurt. So then the other two big booms did also get hurt. But it was Saquon and Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas didn't play. So
he was your big boom and he was injured coming out of week one? When did you write this?
On Monday night.
He was already hurt by Monday night. What are we doing here? So you went 1-6.
Well, he said he was going to play. This was before they said he was doubtful.
Oh, my God.
He said he was doubtful.
Go to fanrunradio.com. Hayden put in a lot of work for him. I'm trying to get your page views and you just completely derailed it all.
You only need one of the guys.
No, you don't. Hey, just go to break. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call today is brought to you by our friends at IrisNetworksUSA.com. Go to IrisNetworksUSA.com and make the switch if you're a business owner. Iris Networks, proud partner of Fan Run Radio. Global solutions right around the corner. Move your business forward with a premier fiber network and local business partner. They're bringing ultra-high-speed voice, data, and internet solutions to over 250 communities. Make the switch. Make no payments for 90 days. All right, some breaking news coming off the rip. Hayden, horn me. Notre Dame's upcoming game set for this weekend. Postponed. Postponed. Notre Dame had 7 positive tests on Monday, and then, like I said, they were already having to quarantine some people. Draven had that, and I believe hour two or hour three headlines. I don't remember which one, but Notre Dame went ahead and pulled the plug. Mm. Does that mean it was probably like the offensive line group, or
it was probably a whole position group? I would assume, one of it's important enough.
Like in the SEC, we said basically it had to be we didn't give any demands for wide receivers or defensive backs. You know what I mean? Like, it was just basically you have to have a certain number of linemen and a quarterback. I don't know if the SEC is playing by similar rules with that, but Notre Dame postponing their game with Wake Forest. That's the first big Power 5 cancellation of Power 5 versus Power 5. All right, let's pump the brakes. Let's keep rolling. Cam, since you got trivia together, I'll go first. Rolling Stone ranks their top 500 albums.
They're top how many?
500 albums.
I'll stop in the spirit of Cody.
I'm Michael Jordan.
In the spirit of Cody?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want
No, I don't know what any of these albums are called.
Yeah. You guys got any guess on number
one?
You guys got any guess on number one? You mean start at 500 or start at number one?
Number one.
Yeah.
Is it Rolling Stones?
No, it's not the Rolling Stones. It is Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. That is the best album of all time, according to the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Number two, The Beach Boys, Pet Sounds. Number three, Joni Mitchell, Blue. I've never heard of Joni Mitchell, Blue. Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life. The Beatles, Abbey Road. That's your top five. Nirvana coming in at number six. Fleetwood Mac at seven with Rumors and Purple. Rumors and Nevermind. Purple Rain at number eight. Bob Dylan, Blowing the Tracks at number nine. And number 10, Lauryn Hill. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. There's your top. There's your top 10 albums.
Don't think I have any issues with that.
The best hip hop album of all time, which I guess Lauryn Hill would be considered more R&B, right? She raps a little. She raps.
I think you'd probably be more R&B there.
The best rap album of all time, according to the Rolling Stones, comes in at number 15, Public Enemy.
Ooh, I was gonna say 50 Cent.
It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. Do you want to know what the second rated album of all time is, according to Rolling Stones, when it comes to hip hop?
Yes.
50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying.
Draven, you might want to pay attention to this one. Kanye West, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Oh yeah, Draven was hating on that.
Whoa. I was never hating.
Who,
I just said
Draven had the
Pablo
nerve to say
better.
Life of Pablo was better. I don't believe Life of Pablo. I'm gonna guess Life of Pablo not in the top 500.
I would say no.
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar comes in at number 19 with To Pimp a Butterfly. Biggie at number 22 with Ready to Die. Those are your top four hip hop albums. But yeah, please let me know if the best Kanye album is My Beautiful Dark Twisted
Fantasy. Okay. Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
All right, the drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.